to Sleep Tight Podcast?
Yes, sir.
Now let's get it cracking.
I swear to God, I told you right off the bat, he wants to sell.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, but yeah. I also don't want to fucking rip him off. But I knew, like I told him, but at one point you got to understand, that's what you could pay and that's it. I can't pay above that shit.
That's true.
Cito got all nervous and I said, dude, he wants to sell. That's why he's reaching out to you. You know what I'm saying? And then the but deal got.
It was a joke at first.
Like, yeah, we were fucking around.
We were fucking around.
I ain't gonna lie, dude. It was a low ball. And he fucking took it. We're like, we kind of didn't want to waste that kind of money and shit. But I was like, you know what? It is what it is.
Well, that'll be for the next episode, though.
Yeah. I told Cito, hey, one thing about this, bro. When you open your mouth as a man, you got to go for it. We had to pay for it. Yeah, fuck it. I never thought he was going to take it. He took it. So I said, fuck it. You know? But we actually went to a different shop this time. It's called Quick Collectibles. Man, that place, bro, is like a treasure hunt, bro. There's a lot of shit. You just got to go through a lot. It's like.
That place is a diamond in the rough, though, bro. Yeah. Like, he's got so much stuff everywhere.
Everything's hanging. You literally got to. It's like a Easter egg hunt in that motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
You got to look at, bro. He does give good deals, bro. And he also, man, it was. I love going there because it gives me that old school vibe, even with the four, like, squeaking the madera.
Oh, yeah.
And it just feels like an old school vibe in that motherfucker.
It's like you're walking into, like, an old school house or something like
that. Yeah, from him, I've been buying a lot of those, I think, Take 5, the UFC ones. I think I got them right here. We've seen him before.
Little guys.
The little guys I've been buying off him. That's why I went again, but he didn't have none no more. I think he said he got some. He probably bring more out there. So I said, all right, fuck it. I'm going to wait till he brings them back out. But I actually bought them all these from him. I have more, I think, in the little storage thing.
Uh-huh.
But I don't want to kind of open those because it's Tito Ortiz. I got Kane, Brock.
Are those numbered, the ones that you have there, or no?
No, this is not that number.
Okay.
Yeah, they hit, man, should I fucking open all of them? And I'm like, man, I don't know. Sometimes I get a little pussy.
Why?
And I want to keep some in a package.
Okay.
But then I feel like they look badass when they're all open and shit. I think the most expensive one of these is a double pack de los Diaz brothers.
Oh, shit.
It's like over $150.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because everybody wants the Diaz brothers.
But yeah, that place, though, it gives me such old school vibes, bro. And the way he's got everything, like, just hanging up and down.
Not organized.
Not organized as fuck. So if you're one of those, what do you call those people? Like, they want everything organized. They want everything by color and everything like that. That's your worst dream right there.
Right there, bro. It's everywhere. But you love that shit about toys and shit. Like, everything got to... I got to go back there because he got... I think he got an Elite, a 1-2-3 kit. And I told Cito to ask him how much. The price is not bad. But I don't know if you can negotiate prices there, right?
I don't know. I haven't seen anybody do it, though.
Yeah, I don't want to do it because sometimes you also is like disrespectful. You don't want to be a bitch. So I don't think people negotiate prices. Plus, I haven't bought a lot from him to have that.
¿Cómo se dice? To have that comfortability.
Comfortability to negotiate with him. Because he does have a lot of Power Ranger shit. And I told Cito, man, we come here with a couple of stacks.
A couple of stacks.
We might end up with a lot of shit.
Dude. And you're right, though. You are correct about everything that he has, because I was looking at all the SEAL stuff. I was not paying attention to none of the bins he had, honestly.
Yeah, he gets a lot of bins. And
a lot of loose
like
stuff.
Yeah, but then, como te digo, we're going to get into it a little bit further about. Pero como te dije, we're still on the closing down the line of the Turtles of Grayskull.
Yes.
But esta vez, güey, I told you we were missing one major piece. I found it, and I said, God damn it. Why you waste a lot of money? When you waste a lot of money, it's like you find everything.
Yeah.
Everything that you're looking for, you find it and plus
or
more.
It's like those days where you tell yourself, I'm not going to waste today. All of a sudden, you have to waste.
And I'm like, what the flying fuck? If you know what I'm talking about, we found the motherfucker Shredder. Ahí está, lo encontramos, güey, to close out this line.
That one was so random, though, bro. That one we were just passing by, and we just thought it was like the regular ones.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, this guy starts looking through them just to make sure. He was all the way in the fucking back.
He was all the way to back and shit. And then the crazy shit is my boy Eric called me like, hey, dude, I found the Shredder. I'm like, I already found it and shit. But I told Cito, I'm a little scared. I usually wait to get discount. But I haven't seen a lot of sets of these. I feel like there's only like one set.
And like per store?
Per store. Yeah. And everything, when they're gone, they're gone. And then like... I don't know if they're going to restock or not, so I should just say, I'm just going to pay the full price for these.
And then if you do find some types, some sets at the stores, they're all broken.
Yeah.
They're all broken up. So they're missing either the Shredder, or they'll be missing Raph, or they'll be missing somebody.
And I go like this, you know what, fuck, I'm going to take them, And like always, we're gonna read the back because actually I don't know who the fuck is he. Or like what? Is it for the Splinter?
I like the artwork on this one.
Yeah, the artwork is pretty dope. If you go see that shit, I don't know if you go see it, but it's the evil master of ninjutsu.
Yeah, ninjutsu.
The Shredder. The Shredder. Shredder. The Quest Bro.
Yeah, when he was.
So let's see what it says. All Shredder wanted to do was eliminate the turtles once and for all. Unfortunately, Krang's plan to harness the most powerful force in the universe backfired and flung them to the planet of Eternia, where the Shredder encounters an interesting new ally. Oh, shit. I thought Pichet, the Min Master Splinter, that's the one I told Cito that somebody showed me. That I guess that's the last of the Build-A-Figure and shit. But aquí está, güey. I think it's fucking pretty dope. Wait, like I told Cito, I fell in love with this fucking line, bro. But it looks like it got a lot of shit.
So the last person for the Build-A-Figure is a good guy then?
Yeah, I think it's okay. Shredder. Fit ninja harder weapons into hands. Almost have it, like always. Cito gets mad when I pop these open. And he goes, bro, why you do that, bro? I go like, bro, I ain't keeping these bitches as fuck. Oh, shit.
Oh, you're going to rip the comic up, bro.
I think we got all the comics.
We got all the comics so far.
Belly of the Beast, man.
Oh.
Hey. I ain't going to lie, bro. I'm kind of interested in reading these, though.
I want to get the comics straight. That's the little comic.
Every single, I think, every character got his own comic,
yeah? Yeah.
And it's different.
I think it's just their introduction of how they got there.
Yeah, Turtles Grayskull right there with the little comic. We're going to put this away. We're going to save it for later.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, the cape looks, it's plastic.
It's plastic?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was cloth material.
Man, this is a little fucking hard.
Oh. He doesn't have rubber bands on him?
No. Let's see.
Oh, he's got a cool looking bow and arrow.
Oh, shit. I forgot they didn't this stuff.
Esa acts like queda más a Krang or a Ram Man, way.
I think que todos estos weapons, a lo mejor van a ser de todos ellos, way. Porque they're like. They entwine? ¿Cómo se dice?
They're entwined?
Yeah. Fuck. We don't even got a blade, huh?
No, not up here. Can you use this or no? Maybe like hook it and rip it off.
Shit, that shit was not it.
That wasn't the piece?
No.
Then what'd you rip off then? Oh! Oh, you chopped them in half! Either that or the swivels are sucky.
Well, I know because some of these come apart.
Uh-huh. Yes? All right, there you go.
That's the Shredder.
Check if his helmet comes off.
Nah, his helmet
doesn't come off. Damn. That would have been dope as fuck.
Only thing I don't like about this way, que las weapons, they're like little loosey on them. You know, sometimes they don't hold up.
They don't rip tight?
Yeah. Yes, that way I think it goes like somewhat like. Ooh. Well, there you go.
Isn't there something that goes in the middle right here? No?
I don't think so. No. That's how it came. That's the Shredder.
In that I like way. The color of the cape.
The Shredder's pretty dope. That was the one of the guys we were missing.
Well, it's like a weird plastic, bro.
It came.
Okay.
A ver. Yeah, it shoots like that. Man, I actually thought I was not going to be able to be finding these motherfuckers, but ¿sabes qué, güey? I'm telling you, this line, I'm really happy with it, bro. And I told you, these we're going to all let them breed. The good thing about these motherfuckers, cuando los agarras.
He's got a good body mold.
Yeah.
I like his body
they
mold.
Stand up by themselves, bro. Nomás los big guys, los pinches, los, I think.
El Krang.
Krang, they're like, no, el Krang se para bien.
Is it?
I think the ¿cómo se llama? Ran Man. Ese güey, sí está cabrón, güey.
Y este man at arms.
Man at arms.
Yeah, man at arms.
I'll go like this. No, man at arms se para bien, güey. Yeah. El único es el pinche como, I think, Ram Man. Como
the purple one?
Yeah. Las legs que bávaron, pero casi todos estos güeyes, güey, they can literally pose by themselves. They don't fall too much. Y todo. And like I told this guy, bro, I love this fucking line, bro. And I thought it was going to be the end of it, pero then somebody screenshotted and put it out there in our turtle group que estamos, güey. And ya tenían la picture de Merman. Off-road? Yeah, ya lo tenían también. I was like, oh, shit.
So that's going to be the third wave?
I don't know if that's going to be the third wave or not, but somebody showed it. Usually when people show it, they usually come, like, they actually, este como si los hacen, güey.
Okay.
So I was like, oh, shit, it might be a big-ass line, like Eric said, or it might be a short line.
Imagine if they come out with a show after this for these lines. I doubt it.
I doubt it because también no tienen eso de He-Man, Eternia.
Yeah, el otro? Heroes of Eternia.
Heroes of Eternia. Luego yeah. El otro también, the cartoonish one.
The Netflix one? Is it a Netflix one?
It's a Netflix, pero el otro de los otros como más como
oh, cartoon, cartoon. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I just don't know what's the name of those.
I think they have
I know it's He-Man.
I know ese the way the Jay, the Silent Bob.
Okay.
Que estaba haciendo también He-Man. Okay. Remember we saw that one season?
Yeah.
It was all right for me, man. You know?
It didn't remind me of the old one.
Yeah, so I don't know what's going to happen with the line. I hope they come out more. Todavía no han salido, nomás te digo que salió el de Merman. I seen the picture of the Splinter, que es el final one for the Build-A-Figure. They haven't announced when it's going to come out. I heard a lot of people say at the end of July. But the E-Way, they haven't shown no more characters and shit.
You know what I noticed about these? They never announce when they're coming out. They just start showing up on shelves.
Yeah, I think que salió mucho cuando salió todo lo de... Cuando estaban releasing the Targeton, that's when they announced those que iban a salir estos, güey. I think Mattel's just bringing out so much shit with the Turtles, como te dije, they're losing their fucking rights. Y luego salió los WWE Turtle ones que van a salir. Pero I don't know what's going to happen with the line. I hope in my heart, like sometimes I feel like hope it doesn't die. Hoy también va a salir el Bebop and Rocksteady, güey. Ese también. I thought it was going to be a double pack. No, it's a double headed. Tiene two heads, güey.
What you mean? Oh,
yeah, be back in Rocksteady.
Two head molds?
Yeah, no. Es como el pinche, ¿cómo se llama? Ese pinche Evo guy que tiene dos cabezas, güey.
I know who you're talking about. The one that's like red and blue, I think, or something like that.
He got two heads. Yeah. It's be back in Rocksteady. One body, two heads, güey.
Oh, yeah, I
finally seen it, man. Yeah. I wish I had my phone. And I screenshot one guy actually put todos los que iban a salir, güey. And I saw the people. I was like, oh, that shit pretty dope. Yeah, I don't know if it's going to be one of those big packs.
Okay.
Those big packs, man, they come out. You think it'll be like
the size of the crane?
I think so.
Yeah, okay.
I think so. Because I think those los main villains, güey, lo están haciendo como bulky, like those big line, those $25 ones.
Yeah.
You know, estos son 20, los otros son $25.
That's going to be nice, though, to see that, them having the double head. I wonder how they're going to work it out, because Bebop didn't have Rhino head, right? Is that Bebop?
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Bebop.
So I wonder how they're going to put both of them together.
No. Rocksteady.
Oh, Rocksteady is
Bebop
the Rhino.
Bebop is el pig.
Yeah, so it's going to be kind of weird molding them together. Like, I wonder how they're going to cut them down the middle.
If I had my phone, I would show you, pero yes, un guy puso los que iban a salir todo, okay. Way. Now, I was excited for the Bebop and Rocksteady. I told you, I love Bebop and Rocksteady, way. The one thing I fucking regret so much right now, way, is when I left the Tuca Raza, los Toon ones.
Oh, the Toon
ones?
Yeah, okay.
I fucking hate it, but man, they were going up there for like $67 already.
The NECA ones, right?
Yeah, those are a little too expensive for me, bro, and I was like, fuck that. Pero como te digo, güey, I fucking loved it. I found the shirt. I told you, finally, it's like a little closure. Pero ahí viene el Mikey. Ahí viene esta April O'Neil. Viene Casey Jones. Ahora sí, viene el pinche, ¿cómo se llama? Skeletor, ¿cómo se llama?
No, el otro skeleton. I forgot his name.
Scarecrow, ¿no?
Yeah, Scareglow.
Scareglow. He's coming. Y en eso, güey, mix up everything. Like I told you, güey, this wig was real big and expensive. Piche, at one point I was at the crib already chilling, güey.
Uh-huh.
I was chilling, le llamo a Cedro, güey. And actually, we found another guy of us, the nuestro boys, que se llama the Funko Boys. If you don't know, go check him out on Instagram. He does a lot of raffles and a lot of big-time Funkos. He's a big-time toy guy around us. I ran into him like, hey, dude, the new wave is there. I just sent it to y'all guys. But I had gotten a tip from another cat.
Uh-huh.
Like, I estaba, like, man, for real. And he tripped me up because I was... You know when you're trying to rush somewhere?
Yeah, yeah.
Porque
me
dijo que estaba la second wave that pinche Monday Night Wars de los wrestlers, güey.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, fuck, I try to get it. I'm trying to get the fake Diesel, que es actually fucking Kane. Y también está the regular Diesel, Kevin Nash. So the fake Diesel is like the main hitter.
Okay.
So I was like, fuck. Y me dijo, yeah, I got the way to get shows. That's what I came here for.
Uh-huh.
So my boy Eric hit me up on the telly. And he's like, hey, bro, aquí está el pinche Mouse Man. When I got there and shit, guess what we found?
Damn.
The big fucking Moss Man right here. Este güey, sí, man. Hey, Walmart is more expensive, ¿sabías, güey?
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, Walmart's güey, está más expensive, güey, porque en Target, güey, me salen como a $24, güey.
And at Walmart, cuando agarré el slacker.
Y acá en la Walmart, they're $27.99,
güey. So, subieron, what, $3?
En la Target, cuando agarré el slacker, dije $22.99.
Oh, fuck.
So I was like, what the fuck? Damn. But I told Cito, man, I don't want to pass on these because then I'm fine. Man, now that I see it myself, the unpunch way.
Oh, fuck.
Is it? Why are you so excited? We don't give a fuck about punching.
Oh, because he looks cool as fuck, bro.
He looks... ¿Sabes cómo se me mira, güey? If you can't look at... ¿Cómo se llama la plan que le compraste a tu sister? La que se come los...
Venus Flytrap.
Yeah, I think it's a Venus Flytrap. Look.
Damn, that looks bad as fuck.
And I went like this to Cijo. Now that I got it in my hand, I told Cijo, damn, this shit looks fucking dope as fuck. Pero guess what, wait.
What happened?
It's not part of the build figure.
What the fuck? Why not?
It's not. I realized that shit. Yeah, it's not part of it. It's just a regular villain, way. Look at it.
Krang isn't part of the build figure either, right?
Poco way. Look at it.
Oh, yeah. There's nothing here from him.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
So, I told Cito, what the fuck? I didn't want to tell Cito. Porque dije, they got to be cooking something up. Pero, ¿sabes qué lo que I realized, Cito? Because Build-A-Figure is a Target exclusive way. They're Target exclusive.
Oh, shit. Yeah. Because the slacker has a Build-A-Figure.
Y el otro, ¿cómo se llama? Trap Jaw.
Oh,
y ahora va a salir Splinter, way. It's a Target exclusive. I was like, sons of bitches.
You know? So they got exclusives to their store.
Yeah, I think the exclusive was a straight exclusive for Target only, way.
Okay.
And I was like, what the fuck? I got it.
Damn.
And I was looking at like.
So that's why you don't see the Krang at Target.
Yeah. That's what. And I was like this. Wait, what the fuck?
Uh-huh.
It usually tells you number 3, number 4. And I said, I ain't going to tell Cito until we do the podcast.
Uh-huh.
And I was like, what the fuck? But dude, this is an amazing fucking figure, bro.
The see-through, like the transparency on it looks fucking bad as fuck, dude.
Este way, see, I hate opening it because look at the back way. The artwork is super sick on it, way.
He doesn't look like a cartoon. He looks like a villain from like an actual like an X-Men TV show or like something like that. He doesn't look like a He-Man villain, bro.
So like always, we're gonna read the back. Eternia's living manifestation of nature. Mossman joined He-Man to investigate the mysterious disturbance of the swamp of Gangun after an ambush took him. Out of a commission, Mossman rose from what he felt like a
nightmarish
slumber as a brainwave. What the fuck? I can't see. Right. Read it away because I can't see. Wait.
Okay, from what he I felt like neither. A nightmarish slumber as a brainwashed abomination.
So Mossman is a good guy?
Of all he once held dear. I think he is, bro. Yeah, I think he is.
I'm not too sure with the Heatman stuff. Let me see.
It's because I really don't know who's villains and who's non-villains, bro. Because I only know, like, the main ones, you know, like Skeletor, He-Man, stuff like that.
Man,
but like Mossman, I don't know if he's a bad guy or a good guy. But like, from what he says, though, it sounds like he's a good guy.
Yeah, porque he teamed up, pero aquí se está peleando con the Turtles.
Yeah, with Raph.
I think it's like the Turtles versus He-Man a little bit.
Possibly.
I think of that.
Yeah.
And I go like this. That's what makes you kind of interested to read the comics.
You should read them, bro. I think they look pretty fucking dope. The pictures on them, I think they look raw as hell. But I think it's like they're going into the He-Man world and the He-Man world's like trying to like kick them out of their world. So I think that they're fighting them back. Could be possibly it.
For Mama Rita, I love these stickers, bro. These stickers of right here.
Oh, the He-Man ones?
Yeah. And with that same way, le dije a Cidro, what the fuck? I didn't want to tell CJ because Cidro thought, like, dude, we're almost building the figure. And I'm like, we probably have fucking another half of 6 months to get it away. And what that saying?
Oh, you opened it.
We said we're not keeping nothing sealed, bro.
That's fine.
I told Cito, I'm not keeping nothing. Fuck. I actually do hate fucking opening this box. I really like the box.
He doesn't have a comic book, right? No. Okay.
No, he does.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a pretty big comic book. El Krang no vino da? Oh, sí.
No, he did have one. Yeah, he did have one. I think it's in the thing. No, they come with cards, Wade.
Yeah, cards. It's just like big card. Fíjatele.
You
I don't want to open it because I don't got a protector way. I would protect. No, I think there's a tape.
No, it's the tape, I think.
Yeah. Pero era, güey. Enseñala más tú que estás allá.
That's the card for them. And it gives you his. Oh, it gives you little stats in the back, bro. So it gives you, like, Mossman, and then it tells you the name of his attacks. He's got Manifestation of the Dark Forest, Overgrown with Dangerous Plants, Overpowering Toxin Scents. So that's pretty cool that they give you like a little, like a little, how do you call this?
Like just a little card, like a comic, stats card. Like a stamp and shit.
Yeah. So that's pretty cool. I like the comic book on it.
This motherfucker's going to be pretty fucking dope. I keep forgetting que le ponen toda esta madre, güey, but there's a lot of movies.
The little stickers in the back?
Yeah.
He's actually got a lot of weapons, though, bro.
Yeah. It's like the, one of those, ¿cómo se llama esa pinche flower?
Venus Flytrap.
Yeah.
So then I'm guessing all the large people or all the big bad guys, they're all going to have stat cards with them probably. Probably. And all the smaller ones are going to have they're going to have comic books. But the Build-A-Figure ones, that one comes with comic books or no?
I do not know, way.
I hope they come with a comic book, bro.
They got a lot of fucking pieces, bro.
I'm telling you, I like that whole color of the transparency. Kind of reminds me of like a jellyfish type of thing. And
can I start hooking them up?
Yeah.
Go ahead. You know how to hook them up? Or
I think, let me see in the box. So it looks like the purple stuff goes on his back.
Hold on, motherfucker. We trying to hook it up while we talking shit.
Yeah. So these stuff go in the back. I guess they're his like tentacles. There's three tentacles. Three. Oh, look at that. Okay. Oh, that's the instructions?
No way.
Oh, it just tells you what parts are removable, bro. That's the only thing. Okay, so. Swap onto head.
God damn, this motherfucker has so much shit. I don't even know where the fuck am I going to put this shit at.
Well, that's what I need. So we get that one.
Oh. Estos pinches pedazos, güey, antes que se lo coma el pinche Cidro. Vamos a poner allá. Yeah, but I was surprising que no era el pinche part of the Build-A-Figure. I was waiting for this motherfucker for so long, güey. I thought it was part of the Build-A-Figure. Cuando miré, dije, oh, shit, it's not. And then a little through research, como te digo, güey, the motherfucker's a fucking Target exclusive. That's where the Build-A-Figure's from Target. The card is pretty dope.
So it looks like his...
Alright, Mossman, Mutant Master, Powers, Mossman, Camouflage in Nature, Sharp, Shape, Shift into Plant Life, Telepathic Communication with Plants, Mutation, Zombie Field Manifestation of Dark Forest, Overgrown with Dangerous Plants, Overpowering Toxin Scents. Ay, cabrón, este güey se miró que es bien killer, güey. We're going to put the car back in.
So it's showing like it attaches to his arm, but I don't know how it attaches.
Oh.
Because look.
Valió madre, pinche Cidro, no la sabe hacer.
No, it's, so it gives you the option on putting this one on his right arm.
This?
Yeah. You see how it goes on there?
Oh.
I don't know if it has a clip or not. Because it's a claw.
Así, güey.
Oh, se le pegó?
Yeah.
Okay. Y luego, this goes on his head.
¿Cuál? This motherfucker is going to be hard. We're going to have to buy something.
A stand for him or something.
¿Dónde se va la cabeza?
Yeah.
How?
It goes like this.
Where?
Let me see.
It's like a hat.
I think you take off his head, güey.
Possibly, yeah, because the head's removable.
Yeah.
So, okay. So, yeah. So
oh, like this shit is cool.
That's pretty cool.
¿Sabes qué se me parece, güey?
What?
Como Poison Ivy.
Oh, from Batman? Batman? Yeah. There you go. Está, yeah, there you go. So that's like,
this is going to be really fucking hard to pull.
So pretty much to me, it seems like if you just leave him with this on, it's like a defense mode because he'll chomp him with this. And if you want to put him in like an attack mode, you change it to the regular head plus the claw.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to buy one of those things because they clamp.
Stand on the bottom.
I think I had one, the Batman, that he put ahí, where no está.
Oh, no, I think it's remember one of the bins. The clear ones.
The clear ones.
Yeah, the clear ones. Yeah.
Pues aquí está, güey. This is how it fucking looks, güey. I wish I had a fucking standby, but this motherfucker looks pretty bad.
Yeah, it looks bad as fuck, dude.
This motherfucker looks badass. ¿Estas esas plants que se tragan, güey?
Yeah, it's the Venus flytrap, bro.
I'm like, phew. This is actually super fucking dope. I ain't gonna lie, bro. It's worth the $27, bro. And I know the figures are getting more and more, way, but este pinche figure, way, I think they put a lot of thought in this motherfucker. This motherfucker looks super sick. Now that I regret opening it because I don't know where the fuck am I gonna put it.
I think he looks cooler than the Slacker now.
Man, you may be, way, yeah. But I, man, aquí parece un penis right here.
Where?
La neck right there, the penis? Neck? Yeah. Yeah, but this is pretty fucking dope, boy. You know,
I like the concept of it, bro.
Yeah, this is pretty fucking dope. I'm it's trying really to put nice. It right here. But I'll see, we're going to have to buy a fucking... No se queda, güey.
That dude's going to be really hard to pose, bro.
Yes.
Try to flatten his feet.
Ahí está, güey. Y quita su cabeza, güey. But I got to lie, bro. More and more, I see this fucking line, güey. I fucking... Hold on, people. This fucking...
The line just keeps surprising me every time they come out with a new figure, bro. Because it's like... Now they went almost all translucent, bro. I like that shit.
Yeah, porque ahí está, güey. Porque ahora están diciendo que también hay un chase y no sé qué. Uh-huh. I don't know if it...
But was it actually announced from the...
I don't think it was announced, güey. Uh-huh. I just think people get super excited, güey, and they're like, yeah, it's a chase, it's a chase. And I don't know if it's true or not. I just feel like I told Ciro, it's probably the fucking factory, güey. Hay a veces que te da un little lighter color, pero todos están diciendo... I'm not going to go out there and look for it. Shit, I'm already wasting fucking $27 on these figures. If I find it at a discount, probably, pero así, yeah. No way. And I'm telling you, wait, this is probably one of my favorite lines right now and shit.
It's
todas,
pretty
wey,
badass, bro.
It's pretty badass. Just, shit, I got to have to make some movement over here too. I could put this motherfucker, but I told Cedro, man, as soon as, at first I shit on this line when it came out, but now, man, I really fell in love with it, bro.
These are going to be looking badass when you make like a display diorama, bro.
Yeah.
Making them fight. I think it's going to look bad as fuck. Especially if you go like that extra mile. And you know how some people do like the He-Man dioramas where they do like a, like the what is it? Grayskull Castle?
Yeah.
And then they just have like Skeletor and stuff like that. And then they'll make another side for like Merman. And they'll make like an ocean type of theme.
Yeah.
And then they'll make another one where it's like a cave where Scarglow is in there or Scareglow is in there and all that. If you go that extra mile and do that shit, I think these would look bad as fuck in that shit, bro.
Yeah, like, I tell you, bro, people do a lot of crazy shit. I'm just not into all that.
Okay.
I like posing them and putting them in a detail and shit. I really love that. I really enjoy that. Como ahorita, I'm like, fuck. I don't know where the fuck am I going to put these, motherfucker. I got to buy an extra one to put it over here and shit. But they'll see. When we move, I'm leaving all this shit. I ain't moving none of this shit.
I'm not moving nothing, bro.
Pero como le dije a Cedro, bro, I was so excited cuando miré que no era part of the Build-A-Figure way. I was like, you motherfucker, you just making us pay. I think these are fucking the big one, the big figures, okay. Way. I don't know how you call them. It's like the, not the regular kind. Are Walmart exclusive.
Okay.
Either Build-A-Figure is fucking Target exclusive.
Fucking assholes, bro. That's why they did. Waste more money.
Yeah. Fucking Target, motherfuckers. You jacking
those
it up like $3 and shit.
Bro.
But all in all, bro, I'm in love with this fucking line. I hope they give me a little fucking breathing room because, man, the 20s are going really fast.
What do you think looks better, the Krang or this one out of both of those?
I think I'm starting to like this one more.
Yeah, right?
I'm starting to like the Moss Man more. Especially también con la head y todo.
Yo, that head kind of gives you the combination of like, the werewolf vibe.
Yeah.
Right? Like that. What's that movie? What was it? Werewolf and... What, that young kid that's a werewolf?
Teen Wolf?
There you go. Teen Wolf. Okay. That's the vibes it gives me, bro. That head.
Yeah. I'm telling you, bro. These figures are pretty fucking dope. Real expensive. But I really fucking enjoyed them and shit. Y con eso, wey, we also went to another shop. Right? Hey, what did you buy there? Oh, okay. Yeah.
At that shop?
We went in that motherfucker. Walked there like always Crush Collectibles way. And I don't know. I don't know where Cito got them. And I was like, looked at him like, what the fuck? And I was like, I don't know we were collecting
it's,
these.
It's because you can't break them up, bro. Honestly, if you have one, you got to have all four of them or all five of them, bro.
Y lo que estamos hablando, güey, we had the Michael. I bought the Mikey a long time ago because, we love turtles, güey.
I think you only bought the Mikey because you ended up liking it, no?
Yeah, I like it. One thing about me, bro, I love the turtles. And this is what we're talking about. I don't even know where the fuck they're from. Asiru probably knows more than shit.
These are Viacom and Playmate together, bro. They came together to make these turtles. So these came out in 2012, way.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, these came out 2012. But there's like, I want to say there's like a total of 15.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, because they have these regular ones, and then they have the ones like this, but that are themed. So they got like the ones where they go to like cowboy stuff, and then like they have like the samurai outfit ones. So there's like about, I want to say like around 15 of them. Yeah. So the main ones, though, are which are these. And they all have their weapons on the sides. So and we got to collect their weapons, too, bro. I've been looking for their weapons. I can't find them.
I turned Ciro, and Ciro looked at me like, I'm taking them. I'm like,
hey, for the price, why not?
Yeah, I was like, what the fuck? Know? I know I got the Mikey. And then I turn around, and this motherfucker pops up with fucking Leo, bro. Este le falta su little thing como ese.
Yeah.
But I'm like, these just to pose them, bro, these are pretty badass.
I didn't even know that you can open up
The back.
Their backs, bro. I did not know that shit.
I probably go look, search, que pinche va en la back way. Pero pinche Ciro just see me, and I looked at him, I guess. And I didn't know we were collecting these motherfuckers. Y luego pinche Ciro me dice, oh, look at this. These are different. La pinche cabeza se van para abajo. Yeah, dije,
those
nah.
Are from the movie. Those are from the movie? Yeah, those are the movie ones.
Ones that pop their heads down. I was like, what the fuck? And when I seen them, bro, I had to head them. Pinche Ciro looked at me like, dude, come on. I'm like, we got the Mikey somewhere. I think I got to save them.
Yeah, he's in a bin, bro.
And I said, fuck it. Now we got to look for Ralphie.
Yeah, that's all we need, bro.
Cause, Ralphie?
Yeah, because I only got him because I was just like, we can't leave Mikey by himself, bro. He needs his brothers.
He needs his brothers and shit. And I looked at Ciro. I'm like, bro, we're full with shit. But you know, bro, these are nice additions. These are nice to, like, just pose them, bro. You know what I'm saying? Wipe them down a little bit with disinfectant.
Or, like, have them, like, by the window just standing all four.
Yeah.
And just have them looking out the windows, bro.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I love the turtles, bro. I love everything about the fucking turtles and shit. So, when he told me, Cito told me, I told him, whatever you want to do, my man. And he brought them and shit. And I was like, okay, now. The thing is, bro, I get mad when I don't got the fucking weapons and everything complete. So, now I'm gonna be on a search to look for the fucking weapons.
That's how I am, bro. I feel incompleted.
Yeah.
I feel like, damn, they got to have everything. To me, if they don't have everything, they don't look nice.
Yeah.
To me, they don't look
nice. Most of the other shit in play was Cijo. Like, Cijo gets too little wild sometimes. And you're like, hey, look, bro, we got to chill. You going bananas on different lines here and there. That's so you got to chill, my guy. Yo, güey, neta, güey, I didn't really go out there and buy shit. Más los turtles y todo, pero then I got a call on Sunday morning and shit. That's why we woke up really early on Sunday morning.
Uh-huh.
And my stupid ass, bro, if you haven't seen my TikTok, go check it out. This motherfucker sent me a picture. I was like, this guy, because I know my other brother did that shit to me last time. And I look at what I found, and I said, man, shut the fuck up, bitch. It's like it was like literally 6:10 or some shit in the morning. I'm like, what the fuck are you calling me this early in the fucking morning, dude? So I didn't answer. Then he sent me a picture, and I was like, what the fuck? I was like, what the fuck? And I told him, that you take it? Like, nah. I'm like, stop playing. I said, yeah, I got it. Like, well, then, nah. And then for like fucking 2 days straight, he kept fucking with me, bro. And I said, you know what, bro? Go fuck yourself. I literally told him, like, I don't want to hear it no more. And then I guess the other day he called me like around 11 p.m. Like, hey, bitch, pop out so I could give you your stuff. And I said, what the fuck? So as soon as he come there and he gave it to me, I'm like, why you made me wait 2 fucking days for it, pussy?
He was dangling in front of you, bro?
Yeah, and we said it one time here. We got the regular version once. Se lo dimos al guy.
Oh, yeah.
A Brian Pico so he could get it signed because he went to Comic-Con on C2E2, way. And I finally said it, bro. This is probably one of the coolest fucking figures. And I don't know too much about the guy. I don't know too much. I haven't been keeping up with AEW. And this motherfucker is in mint condition, which I'm going to put a fucking case right now. I was like this. I'm going to have somebody's going to lose their protection somewhere in there. And I said, damn, when I seen this figure, bro, I fell in love with this fucking figure, bro. I don't really know too much about the wrestler, but it's a rare one of 3,000. And this motherfucker's up there like 90 to 100 bucks right now. And what I'm talking about is the Brody King way. Rare. 1 to 3,000 way. Ice that way. El original one, I had it too, pero se lo di a homie so he could get it signed way. Want to see it? But yeah, my brother would
kept. Oh, that looks cool. He's got like a
bandana.
Like,
got a Tony Shiesty on.
Yeah, he's got a Shiesty on. He's got like the biker vibes.
Yeah, see, it's got, like they get that.
Oh, for real?
Okay. It's like something with the darkness and shit, like dark.
Okay.
And I es como el otro, ese es el guy que de la, el regular version es el que tiene como el deer.
El headdress, el deer.
I don't know too much about him and shit. I am not going to lie to you. But man, when my brother saw, bro, I was ready to cuff up the money, man. And I was just saying.
This kind of gives me like Undertaker's brother kind of vibes for some reason.
Ever disrespect the Undertaker, you stupid fuck. See, that's when I want to punch Cedar in the dead in the fucking face, wait.
Just the way he looks, bro. How he has his face covered up, all dark and stuff.
I fucking love this figure. And nice. Like I told Cedar, almost cuffed it up, wait, and pay the money, wait. But I was, like I always said, I got to hold on. I don't want to pay too much for the figures and shit. But my big brother, man, shout out to my brother, man. He went up there. As, I don't know who the fuck goes to Walmart at 6 in the morning, but he was there. Thank God he was there, and he fucking found it, and I got it for retail, motherfuckers. And that was pretty much me. Wait, Cena was the jackass going bananas on all the fucking toy dude, shows. Huh?
It was a fun weekend, though. I'm not going to lie. But my pockets, they were screaming, all right? But you know what, though? When we went to Crush, dude, like I said, I didn't bother to checking the fucking bins, and people should check those bins because you'll find gems.
This guy,
you will find the gems. Bins. Yeah, you check the bins.
I always told Cena, yeah, like right now that we actually open everything. Wait, let me go, dude. How come we just don't look for loose stuff? Way instead of paying full price, because a lot of people who sell their stuff, and I just told Cena, I just started wondering. I started checking bins
because you know what I noticed with all the stuff that's loose, it's usually missing not a lot of stuff, bro. Uh-huh. It'll probably be missing one or two items, but it's like 95% completed. The rest of the stuff you could probably find on eBay, or if you're in a group, they'll even be fucking sending you to you for free sometimes, because they'll probably have extras and shit. But since you checked those bins, bro, you helped me narrow down my fucking Lightning collection more and more now, bro. And let me show you which ones I ended up picking up from that bin, bro.
This one was two separate places.
Yeah, this one was two separate places. This one, I got it for a real cheap price, bro. It's a Beach of Tango Warrior way from the Power Rangers from the movie, bro.
Oh, from the movie?
Yeah, that's from the movie. So for that Tango Warrior, bro, they have a single one, and then they have a double pack. Okay? So if you look at the beaks on these from the Lightning Collection, they have different colored beaks. So the purple one, I think, is just a regular Warrior Tango. And in the double pack, there's one that has a blue beak, which I think is the one that talks in the movie. And then the other one has, I think, either a lighter purple pink or like a solid brown one. But that's the second one that talks in the movie. So it's like a girl and a guy. And okay, they talk in the movie, and those are the ones that fight the Power Rangers before they become ninjas. So that's one of the ones that I got. And he was 95% completed, bro. All he was missing was the two fists. But it's like, do I really need the fist? You know what? Not I mean? Really. Like,
I never swap fists. To uh-huh. I never swap the fist.
So, like, maybe if it was a head mold, it'd be different. But these guys, they don't need head molds because they just have one. Oh. You know? And then the second one that we found at the second, well, that you found at the second place, that I was just like kind of debating on taking them all. But you told me the price, and I was like, okay, I'm going to take them all to narrow it down even more. So one of them is El Pig, the Los Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. Look at this guy, bro. He's a chunky motherfucker, bro. Look at him. Uh-huh. Look how he opens his fucking mouth. Dude, and then one of the, because he shows up, because so every one of these figures, or every one of these, let me put them over here. Every one of these.
Bitch, I'm telling you, show it to the fucking people. Wait.
Oh, well, no, yeah. I'm going to do it right now. Well, here he is the pig. And he opens up his mouth. Oh, shit. I took off his fucking helmet.
Oh, the pow.
Yeah. So he opens up his mouth, and then I have this one is 100% completed.
¿Cuántas sus veces?
So his things are, it's just this guy's a little top heavy, güey.
Yeah, ese güey, I knew right away.
So this este güey se llama Pudgy Pig, güey.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Let me get his stuff. Y este güey, so most of these fucking evil villains, güey, only show up for one episode. Yeah. So every episode is a new villain in the Power Ranger world.
Okay.
So let me see.
Still a Power Ranger world.
Yeah. So look, he's got his fork and his knife.
And he can actually hold that?
Yeah, he actually holds it. Look. Let me show you. So there's his butter knife.
He eats the people? Okay.
Yeah, he swallows the Rangers up. Yeah, he swallows them. So that's why his mouth opens up all the way like that.
Okay.
Yeah, because he swallows the Rangers. And look. He came with his fists, which this one was 100% completed. And then he also came with his little lightning that goes around his sword.
Holy shit.
Yeah, so that one's 100% completed, which I was like, hey, I'm going to take him, bro. And then the other guy that we came out with is the Eye Guy.
What's his name?
Eye Guy. That's his name. Oh, he's just a bunch of eyes as a creature. Yeah, and the one thing about this guy that he does is that he closes and he opens his eye for protection.
Oh,
so the Eye Guy. Yeah, so in order for the Power Rangers to kill him, they have to kill this eye. Yeah, But he uses this to cover his eye, so it protects him. And then he also has a partner with him. This one is like his like guardian angel, if you would say.
Uh-huh.
Which is this guy right here. And this one like spots out his, you know, his back and all that shit. Even though he's got a bajillion eyes.
Okay.
Yeah, and then this one, the only thing that's missing for this guy is the thing that shoots out of his eye. So he's got both his
like eyes. That?
Yeah. It's his lightning that comes out of his eye.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So that's the only thing that's missing for that one. All right, and the third one would be Snizzar. This guy right here. He shows up in an episode, and then he also shows up in the movie, in the newest movie that came out. So, but in the new movie, I think he has metal on him. He's like a robot.
All four?
Yeah, he's like a robot. So, and then the cool thing about this guy is that when he attacks the Rangers, he can open up. Just a little stuck.
Oh, shit.
He opens up his whole mouth, and then that's how he swallows the Rangers.
God.
So he's got two little snakes in here, you know, that traps him, and then he brings them in. And then this guy, he has, put this guy, because this guy's a little, they're all top heavy, bro. That's what I don't like, you know. So let me put him against our guy right here. The one that I like about this guy is that he comes with his little snake bow and arrow.
Okay.
See? But the thing is, with this one, his hands are in fist way. They're snakes.
So how you put
it? Little snakes. So you gotta make sure how you hold it. You gotta put it in the teeth of the snakes. And then he can hold it like sideways. So he'll hold it with one hand right here on the snake.
Are you sure you're not missing hands?
No, you're not missing hands on this one. No, I checked it out already. Those are his hands. So let me close up his mouth. And his little bow and arrow one would go right here. And then he would hold the other one right here. That's the only thing I hate about this one. See how it holds it?
Okay.
Yeah, y luego viene con sus whips. He's got snake whips. So, he's got little snake whips. Yeah. So, the only thing missing on this guy is the thing that goes on his head that he shoots. It's like a laser that he shoots out. And his little thunder that goes around the snakes or his hands.
Okay. Yeah,
and then the last one that I got. Oh shit! He fell. Let me reach up and get him.
Yeah, when I went in there, way I started looking at shit, and I looked at Cedar. I'm like, Cedar was looking at all these fucking. They were all in package, and I was like, this. If we're gonna fucking crack these motherfuckers open, it's like, what the fuck are we paying premium dollar? I just started searching the bins because I saw a wrestler that I wanted, but the wrestler was missing a fucking hand. So I'm like, oh, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? So I just said, nah, fuck that. And that's when I ran into all these guys.
And then the last one is the pumpkin. Yeah. It's the pumpkin in one of the Power Ranger episodes. What's cool about this guy is that he comes with little pumpkins.
Uh-huh.
All right. Right here. And then these pumpkins. You know
what they're another
mouse? Yeah. He's also got his vine whips.
Oh.
So that one goes around his hands as his little whips. So he can hold it right here. It's just that a lot of these guys, bro, like their hands do not match with their weapons weight. Or they're too loose, like you said. Okay. So it's his whip right here.
Okay. Probably like that.
Yeah, and then he comes with this one came with his fist.
See? Oh, yeah. Shit.
The only thing that I'm missing with this guy is his thunder, his lightning, that he comes with his lightning collection.
Oh, that's the little thing, right?
Yeah, that's these little things.
Yes, sir, can it?
This one is for the Tango Warrior. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So as like I was saying, the Tango Warrior, his little egg that he comes with.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's the little egg that goes on his
hand.
Yeah, on his hand.
Get the egg packet.
That's the eggs that they have at the when they're hatching new ones.
Oh.
Yeah. When they hatch new warriors. Y luego pues his wings.
Oh, yeah. Multiple wings.
Yeah, so the big wings are when they're flying in the air. Those short wings? Ones? Yeah, those short wings are when they're in battle.
Oh, fighting. Okay, yeah. Okay.
So the pumpkin one. And the cool thing about this pumpkin one is that you can grab any ranger you want, right? So we'll grab this yellow one from Beast Morphers. And then you can pop their heads off. All right? And then the pumpkins, he blasts them with his vine whip or with his ray. And in one of the shows, the Power Rangers heads turn into pumpkin heads for the
episode. Oh, so he takes over them?
Yeah, he takes over. He covers their faces with pumpkin heads.
So that's what they call it, Lightning Collection, because of this?
Yeah, because of the lightning. Yeah. And also because if you look at the boxes, you see the thunder sign from the Power Rangers?
Oh, this is when he takes over them and
so that's
shit,
when
like.
That's when he zapped them and he changes their heads into pumpkins for that episode, bro.
Fuck, this guy look like the Jack-O-Lantern.
Yeah, it's a Jack-O-Lantern. That's what his name is.
Oh, for real?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. It's like every fucking scary movie, sale un pinche Jack-O-Lantern.
Yeah,
right?
Dude. But you know what I like about all the names, though? They're all simple names for the bad guys.
Pig.
Yeah, like Pudgy Pigway. Or Eye Guy. You could tell it was no effort into the names at all.
I like these, because the way se separan solitos.
Yeah, that's pretty dope, though. I like that they threw the concept of the pumpkins in there, bro. The pumpkin heads.
It's crazy because... Okay, ya no se
para. Yeah, she's a little flimsy.
I go like this. And the crazy shit is, bro, for all this shit, bro, it was on the $20,
yeah,
bro.
Dude. And that I was surprised as fuck, bro.
Cedro looked at me like, no, bro, you're getting them from the wrong bag. I'm like, no, y conté también the Power Rangers, but they were missing all their accessories and shit.
It was the Aisha, the ninja one.
Yeah.
And Jetty, she was missing a lot of
and
stuff.
And I told Cedro, look, dude, ¿pa qué los compras todos? Mm-hmm. But I wish I could find my wrestlers like this. I will buy them exactly. This guy wasted less. Man, I think he was $18.
Yeah.
Cedro just don't want to say because he's a cheap-ass motherfucker. And I went like, dude, you got literally how many figures? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Yeah, five.
Five for under $18 with everything. And I told him, wait, once we go to more of these cons and shit like that, you're going to be able to find the weapons because I have people can vend those weapons here for $1, $2 and shit.
Oh, then there's some people that use those weapons for something else.
Yeah, y le digo, the main thing is having the figures where you get the casi. They're like 98% completed. Way, and half the time you're gonna put all that shit in a Ziploc and not even use it.
That's what I'm saying. When it comes to the art, to the hands and stuff, I was like, do I really need them? Because I'm not gonna be swapping hands every fucking day, you know. So I'm like, as long as I get their major pieces, like his whip, his snakes, his fucking bow and arrow, shit like that, that actually makes it look like. Where you can tell, like, okay, this is pretty badass.
So, how much damage le hicimos a la Lightning Collection after this?
I still need, like, almost 100 characters. Probably even a little bit more. Yeah.
God!
Yeah.
For real?
Yes, because I noticed that every one of these guys have their regular box, right? But they also come with a shiny box. Yeah. Yeah. So, like, the pumpkin guy?
Uh-huh.
He comes in a box that's white and white, orange and white and white, orange and something else. I forgot what other color. The shiny variant box is black, orange, and white. Yeah.
That's supposed to be the
it's
chase?
Shiny. Yeah, people call it the chase. Yeah. But
are you going to go for the other chases too?
I don't know, bro. Honestly, I don't know. Maybe.
But the real question is, when are we going to get Goldart?
That's my next play, bro.
Or is that pinche Rita?
Goldar is my next play with ¿cómo se llama? With the Rita and the Lord Zed double pack. That's a 25th anniversary one.
¿Nomás vinieron en double pack?
Yeah, nomás vinieron en double pack.
What about este Ozur? ¿Cómo se llama?
Which one?
El purple guy. Ozur?
Oh, Ivan Ooze?
Ivan Ooze.
He still hasn't came out yet. No? They still haven't brought him out yet. No.
What about Alfalfa?
Alpha 5? Alpha 5. Yeah, they brought him out.
Why always call him Alfalfa Alpha 5?
Yeah, it's Alpha 5. And you know that Alpha 5 in the TV show was played by a girl?
Nah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was played by a girl.
For real?
Yup. And she had no ventilation in her suit. So it was hard for her to breathe in there and hard for her to stay cool in there. Because at the time, they didn't have the technology to keep suits cool like that. Like how we have now. If you wear a suit for a long time, they'll probably have like little cooling fans or something in there. That was not the case with Alpha 5 back then. So she would always come out like sweating hard as hell, or they would try to do the scenes quick. That way she wouldn't overheat in the suit.
God.
Yeah.
Damn, so it was a girl?
Yeah. It was
it had to be a girl. Yeah. It was pretty small.
Because it was a tiny
person.
Person. Yeah.
What was one of the figures that you mostly want to get? Like you
from
really
the Lightning Collection that I really want? I want to get the whole Psycho Ranger packs. Yeah. So there's three variants to that.
Psycho?
Yeah, the Psycho Rangers. Those came out from Power Rangers in Space.
Why are they Psycho?
Because they were made to beat the Power Rangers from their DNA.
Oh, so that's
the
cool name?
So they're the evil. Yeah, so that's what they're called. They're called Psycho Rangers because they're supposed to be crazier, you know, wild, evil, shit like that. So they were made that way to fight the Rangers so that they were like, they could know that their what's it called? Their weaknesses and stuff. Yeah. So there's a 5-pack of them, and then there's single ones, and then there's a 25th version one of them, and then some of them come in a double pack too. Yeah.
That seems like it's just a fucking money grab.
Yeah, it's a money
double
grab.
Double pack, because, single pack.
Because the 25th anniversary one with the blue Psycho Ranger, he's in the double pack with the blue and Space Ranger. The one that I got at Ollie's, that's the same Psycho Ranger from that 25th anniversary SDCC one.
What is the Pride, like the highest one, kid? Like,
The highest one? I honestly don't know, because they all range. So like your big packs, which is like your Psycho Ranger 5-pack, your what's that other one, Alien Rangers, what other one, and there's two more. Those range between like $100 to $160.
Oh shit,
for yeah, because it's five of them, that's why. But other than that, like if it's like a single one like this, the only one that I've seen go for above $120, $130 right now is the white and black Power Ranger from, I believe it's Power Rangers. It's not Dino Thunder, I know that. Or it might be Dino Thunder. I think he's Tommy from that. It just skyrocketed out of nowhere, bro. Like in the past month and a half.
Holy
that
shit.
I think it is Dino Thunder. It was at like $40, bro. All of a sudden, like in a month, it just jumped up in value to like $130, $140 as a single one.
And you will open those if you buy those?
That one, if I want to keep it with my, like if I do make like a whole like little play of like showing like them fighting, I might open it, bro. Yeah, I might
open
it.
What about just pose them?
That's what I want to do. I want to pose them, but to make it look like they're fighting each other. Yeah. Or what else I could do is, what a lot of people do is they pose them right next to their Megazords. And then they just make like little shelves, and then put like each Megazord from each series, and then they put the Power Rangers from the series there. Yeah. So.
Well, between Megazords, y pinche, estos güeyes, it's kind of crazy, no way.
Yeah, hell yeah, dude. Shit.
We said we were cutting down and look at all the collection.
Yeah, dude. And then the collection, the Lightning collection, dude. Don't even get me started on the fucking Megazords way. The fucking Megazords commit you got on us this week, bro. Oh. We're fucking bad as fuck, bro. It's the fucking, look at this shit. Yeah, it's a crawfish. Look at that. It's a clawfish Megazord, the Ninja Steel way.
Wait, Tito showed me this shit. I'm like, what the fuck are you doing, dude?
This is crazy though, right, bro? Like, what? They would think of a fish.
But it seems like it's like, it's Japanese, no?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's why they always say, como si se?
Incorporate.
Incorporate, yeah. Like the world, like nature, all that shit. Plants, you know? Toda esa madre, we love.
Animals, cars, you know, shit like that.
So it's just a crawfish. So,
yeah, this is, well, it's called the clawfish Megazord.
The clawfish?
Yeah, the clawfish, yeah.
No crawfish.
No, not crawfish. But, I mean, you can tell.
Oh, it's those fucking eyes.
Yeah, it's little eyes right here on the side.
Uh huh.
So, and it turned into the clawfish Megazord. So here, let me transform it for you.
Este güey, ¿cuándo salió?
This one came out in 2016, I believe. So he's old, but not that old. But here, let me transform it for you so you can see it in its
Batamol?
In its fucking badass Megazord motorway. So it breaks up right here. The feet come here. You know, this goes in the back, which is his tail. You know, everybody loses this. This is what a lot of people are looking for, because this is what completes the whole back of it. So that goes down. This goes down. His arms break up here. And then they turn into his fists, which is like this. You lift up the claw. And then it becomes this arm. See? That's one. So you'll do the same thing with the other. Bam. Okay. So there you go. And then the head comes off. It gets a little stuck sometimes.
God damn. Yeah. It gets stuck sometimes?
Yeah, it gets stuck because the pocket that it's in, bro, is like really like attached to the head. There you go. So his feet come out, right? I forgot to twist it. Okay, his feet come out, and then he's got the clawfish head. So the clawfish head breaks off, and then you fold it inwards, and they become his samurai swords.
What the fuck?
And it's crazy because, so the actual head for the Megazord, you know, sometimes there'll be like a separate animal that clicks on or something. This one doesn't. This one has his head right here. It's a circle, and it's a disc. Okay. So if you want to change, So if you want to change the head on this guy, all you do is spin the little thing on top, and it gives you five different heads. So there's five different modes that you could put them in. You could put them in an attack mode, in a defense mode, and every head means something different. And you just keep switching them over and over. So let me show you. So they got a bunch of different ones. See, it changes blue, red, orange, stuff like that. Yeah. So all of those heads are different modes that he could jump into. Yeah. So that is the Claw Megazord right here, at its full fucking Megazord mode. Yeah. So there's three chunky boys like this, but they're all different animals though.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And then I also got lucky because not just him came along, bro. He also got his support Zords with.
Support Zords.
Yeah, support Zords. So support Zords are Zords that are not manned by a Power Ranger,
uh-huh.
but they'll come along to help you, as in they'll become a weapon or they'll become an extra piece that they might need the Zord for. So like an extra arm with like a gun attached to it. Okay, they're not usually 100% of the time manned by a Megazord. Manned by a Power Ranger.
Okay.
Yeah. So this one, I turned him into his spider form. So I turned him into his spider form, but in reality, he's supposed to be a lantern. So let me turn him into his lantern form. So this goes here. His arms come off. And then the spike goes back up here.
Pero tú me estás diciendo que ese güey in the Japanese version is big as fuck?
Yeah, in the Japanese version, he's humongous as fuck. He's probably like, I want to say this tall.
So why they make it so small in the American version?
Because Bandai America wasn't going to be able to sell that to kids. So imagine the price point for it. What would it be? It would
probably
be
say like Americans have small dicks.
No, well, they
that's
went
what
with
they
the
say.
Smaller.
You Americans have small dicks.
So they went with
we
the
like
smaller
big
version.
Shits. We don't like that shit.
So they went
where's
with the smaller.
Where's the big shit at?
So they went with the smaller version. That way, it because a price point for
that shit looks
for,
like a turd. Like ese güey se cagó y eso salió.
But this is him in his lantern mode.
Uh-huh.
All right. So now he also has a third form. So this is his lantern mode.
¿Sabes que es una lantern, pendejos? Una light, pendejos.
It's una light, yeah.
Right?
So this one actually is a support Zord for the actual ninja Zord. And he uses them and he holds them in his hand like a lantern. Oh. And he uses them like this and just moves them around. But the Japanese version, he's big as fuck. Like I said, because the price point, people were not in America were not going to purchase that Megazord for the
how
price.
How they know?
Because
we got more than them.
Hey, because kids... Parents wouldn't buy their kids that fucking Megazord, bro. That's what they were thinking about. So they went with the smaller version, a more economical version for the families, you
fucking
know?
Fucking pussies.
So so let
how
me turn
how much value in Japanese?
Oh, depends, bro. It could go from like $75 to $100.
Oh, wow. Yeah. See, Joe, I made it seem like it was $5,000.
No, but I mean, here in America, it'd probably be different. They'd probably change the price on it. So let me turn him into his little Megazord mode, which I think is pretty cool because he kind of reminds me of like a Transformer in a way. So this is it. You just twist his head.
Oh, shit.
And then, boom.
Actually pretty dope.
This is a Megazord.
It looks like a Transformer. Like a Decepticon.
Yeah, right? Like a Decepticon?
Yeah.
So he's right here.
So that's the lantern.
Yeah, that's the lantern one. And then the third one that's a little bit more difficult to find.
This is more difficult to find?
Yeah, it's a little bit more difficult to find. It's the...
It's Squidward.
Yeah, Squidward. It's the Octazord. Yeah, he's not a. They don't call him a Squidway. They call him an Octozord. Yeah.
Why an Octozord?
Yeah, because he's an octopus. He's not an actual. They're saying he's not a squid, but they're saying he's an octopus. But to me, he looks like a squid.
Okay.
So this guy is another support Zord. This guy could turn into a spear, or he could turn into a gun for another Megazord. So this one, he doesn't turn into like that one.
No,
he doesn't turn into anything like that. But you can like detach his stuff. And you can attach him to the other Zords depending on what you want him as. If you want him as a spear, you just put his little feet together right here. And then you bring this out. And then that's it. He's a spear. And then he can go into the hands of that guy.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then this is going to go on that guy's chest and has a propeller in the front and it spins.
Why you want a propeller just in case they shoot at you?
Just in case they shoot at him and he can navigate the rockets
away. So it's just support Zords?
Yeah, they're support Zords. So they become weapons. They become anything that the Megazord needs to be supported in. You know, they'll use these. If in some instances, sometimes the Zords break down, they'll use the support Zord sometimes, which is not likely. Yeah.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the only thing about this one. He turns into a spear. He also turned into, what else does he turn into? Like a propeller, not a propeller, but like a spinning shield almost for the other Ninja Zord. So this is like this reminds me of like that origami type stuff, bro.
Okay.
That's what it reminds me of, because the other one is more origami oriented. Yeah. The first original Megazord for that line, it reminds me more origami.
Oh, yeah,
and also gives you the designs on there and stuff
so
like that.
So it's Squidward.
So it's Squidward. It's an Octazord.
Oh, an Octazord.
Yeah.
Hey, pull up a class in regular shape.
Yeah, so here, let me see.
You're going to put him in regular shape or lo vas a attach it?
No, I'm going to leave him in his regular shape because...
You think you got another Zord?
This guy, yeah, I don't have the original Zord that I want for this guy to maintain his stature as a
¿Cuál es el guy que you're missing?
There's two more guys. There's a Ninja Steel. I forgot his name. I forgot what the fuck his name. It was the Blaze Zord.
Maybe we should stop by fucking toys and buy new arms, though.
Probably. Yeah. Boris, the better gear way.
Yeah. This fucking shit is coming apart.
So this is the Octazord. It looks pretty cool, though. I like the concept of it because they made him look robot and octopus at the same time.
Yeah. Well, you see, güey, si estás viendo la picture, güey, it was a big, heavy week, güey. Y eso es que tenemos chingaderas por donde quiera. Later, we're there.
Everywhere.
It was a heavy week. Actually, for Cedro, because yo did not waste that much. He wasted muchos monies.
Shit, now I feel like I got to go out there and rob somebody for money.
This crazy, güey, because we said we're going to cut down, güey, and look at we're getting overfilled with more and more and more, güey. But you know what, dude? You only live once, güey. Might as well enjoy and do what the fuck you want, güey.
Enjoy it, bro.
Yeah, with that, bro, remember, güey. Subscribe to the fucking channel on YouTube and shit on Slim Fat Podcast, way. Drop comments in that motherfucker. Tell me what you hunting. Send us some pictures, pussies. And go follow fucking Slim Fat Podcast on Spotify, way. And all your major platforms, way. Follow us on Instagram, way. Follow us on fucking... What else we got, Cito?
We have Instagram. We have fucking TikTok. We have Facebook. We have fucking Spotify, YouTube, all that shit. Go follow that shit. And also, if you guys find some of the stuff we're looking for, let us know.
All right, it went that way. Peace out. Till next time, pussies.
Till next time.
This my hometown. 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 This my hometown.